My client will no longer answer any further questions from the press. Please respect their privacy. Get home. Don't say anything. What the? Oh, Jesus, you scared the fuck out of me. Why are you looking at me like that? Do what? Don't talk about that here. Just come into my office. Now, what the hell is that about? I did. Yes, and he's my client, not yours. That doesn't matter here. What she's allegedly done is not a part of this discussion. Oh, please, the evidence was circumstantial. The plaintiff had nothing to stand on. Their lawyer was flubbing all of his lines. And that's not my fault. Well, they should have planned for better. Because my client paid for the best, and she got the best. What is your problem with this? You're not even mad at me, are you? Not that much. You're mad at yourself. Of course you are. You showed me the evidence. All of it. And you knew you weren't supposed to. Come on, we're friends. You did something any friend would do. And just because it doesn't align with some of the court's morals doesn't mean it's a bad thing. And because of that, my client gets to walk free. Everyone wins. Well, forget about the plaintiff. And besides, have you seen the allegations against him? He's not a good guy. Be that as it may, my defense was enough to convince a jury. Yeah, that was their job. To make a decision, not yours. So you coming up to me, all huffy like this, it doesn't do anything. I don't understand what you're trying to achieve here. You think I used you? No. No. If I wanted to use you, you would know. You did this voluntarily. You can't blame it on me. What? You thought bringing me into the files room, getting me alone, flirting with me, while showing me all these scandalous things, you thought it would go over my head? You thought I didn't notice the way you were looking at me, hoping I would, I don't know, kiss you, pin you against the wall, fuck you right in that file room. You don't know who you're dealing with. But I do. I know. I know you're lonely. So desperate, searching for anyone to give you attention. And I did. Because we're friends. The way you showed your affection was different from mine, I'll admit. But I am much more forward. That's why I do my job, and you do yours. It's an important job, keeping all the evidence locked up and safe. And you've done it well. This time doesn't matter. You made a mistake. And you won't do it again. To be very honest, I'm not upset about it. You can tell. Oh, don't look at me like that. I know what you feel about me. It's not like I demanded anything from you. I didn't ask for what you did. You did it all on your own. But you, on the other hand, you were expecting something. Although, I'm not quite sure what that is. Was it the evidence? In exchange for some intimacy? Showing me these secrets in exchange for a little bit of romance. I am surprised you'd have to go to those lengths. You're gorgeous. You didn't have to come to me for that. I think everyone in that courtroom and beyond would have given you whatever you want if you just asked. If you batted your eyelashes at them once or twice. You sell yourself short all the time. So to answer your question again from before, I did not use you. The attraction was mutual. Well, as mutual as it gets with you, getting all worked up about this. And what are you going to do with it? You're going to go to the judge? You're going to tell him what you did and get fired for it? You worked up to this position. You can't do that to yourself. And you can't do that to me. You care too much. Look at you. I like it when you're this angry. You don't look like you're capable of anything right now. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna go tell the press? Although you look like you wanna hurt me. What, are you gonna slap me? Should I keep your name out of my fucking mouth? You know, the anticipation is killing me. If you're gonna slap me, just slap me. Otherwise, I'll just keep... That's the spirit. Oh, I like it when you're mad. Did you bite my lip? Oh, I should have known. I really should have. You're just the type. The more mad you get yourself, the more you want to take it out on other people. But I don't think that's what you need. I think you need to be held down. There we go. Look at me. Do I see resentment in your eyes? That's cute. If it wasn't coupled with this absolute lust, I see. I might take you seriously. You can't hate me. You love me. I know you do. Otherwise, you wouldn't have lost yourself like that. You wouldn't have gone against your own morals, shown me things you shouldn't have. You love me. I know you wanted this. My leg between yours. Just rubbing at the right spot. Your eyes do give it away. Feels good, doesn't it? Wait, what are you... I didn't know you had it in you. Well done. Oh, come on, give it to me. Let's see what you got. Oh, fuck. Fuck, god damn it, that was my favorite shirt. I kind of like seeing you like this. Absolutely fucking feral. I knew you wanted to play with my tits. The amount of times you stare at them like that. Go on. Fuck, you're good. Oh, maybe I should have done this years ago. You know, you keep rubbing, but my pants aren't gonna undo themselves. There we go. Good question. Why would I wear underwear in court? fuck. Fuck. I guess you do have nimble hands for a reason. Fuck, just like that. Fuck me. Come on. Really? You are the type. Please. Please fuck me with your fingers. Oh, fuck. Let my hands go. Fuck, I want to touch you, please. There we go. Come on. A shirt for a shirt, right? There we go. Get my hands on these nice firm tits. That's right. Fuck, these are nice. Can I put my mouth on them? Oh, fuck your fingers. Fuck, you're gonna make me come. Yeah, get your thumb on my clit. God. Oh, god damn it. Oh, fuck. I knew hate sex was a thing, but fuck. You're kind of too good at this. Get on my desk. That's not a request. Get on my desk right now. Let's get this skirt off. fuck. You're saying I wasn't wearing underwear. Look at you. This is practically nothing. Spread your legs. I didn't have to pull my hair like that. That's a good girl. You want a finger inside? What was that? Come on, tell me. You made me beg before, now you're gonna beg. Fucking tell me. There we go. Here. Suck. Nice and wet. There we go. You're ready for me? Good girl. How's that? I'll take that as a fuck yeah, I like it. Yeah, buck your hips harder. I'm going into my face. Show me how much your wet little pussy wants it. Hey, words can hurt. Come on. You can't say that when I'm sucking on your clit like this. I guess you can. I'm getting a little tight. That was fast. What is this? Is this getting you all worked up? Or have you always just wanted to get fucked like this? I'm on my desk. I gotta say, I do like it when you shove my face in your clit. Are you ready for another finger? Oh, good girl. Why would I stop calling you that? You respond so well. I know you want to come for me. Yeah, come on. All over my fingers. All over my mouth. Oh, sweetie, you keep saying you hate me. I don't think you do. I think you love it. I think you love my tongue on you. I think you love my fingers in your pussy. I'm fucking you just like this. Come on, good girl. You were so good for me before. Show me how good you want to be. If you want to be like that. Well, I can't hate you. I fucking love you. Come for me. Come on, come for me. Oh, come for me, good girl. Oh. Fuck, you got tight. What, just because you said stop? You sound like the type to like a little overstim. I'm gonna pull on my hair now. What? What's not over? You did this to yourself. Remember that. I gotta say, you're kind of ruining the moment here. I don't know. I thought I was the one that just made you come. Oh, you keep saying it, but I don't believe you. Trust. Oh, sweetheart. You're too pretty to be this naive. If you're not careful, someone else is going to take advantage. And they're not going to be as nice as me. Oh, you look so disappointed. Wait, where are you going? The shame's gonna get you nowhere. You know what you just did. Don't regret this. I certainly won't. You're leaving so soon? I'll see you in the evidence room.